Awesome. There's a story about a young man, though, that I heard quite a number of years ago. This young guy had his entire life planned out before him. He was well-educated. In fact, he studied under some of the most prestigious scholars of the time. He was also well-connected. He knew the most important and influential people in his field so that they could help jumpstart his career. He was also very ambitious. In fact, at an early age, he'd already begun to make a name for himself, and he was on the cusp of fulfilling his aspirations and also the hopes and dreams of his family. And then one day, it all changed. One day, he just gave it all up. He forfeited the privileges of growing up in a good family with a good name, and he began to consort with, you know, a disreputable crowd. He gave up the promising vocation that he was pursuing to the shock and even the anger of his family and his community. He relinquished this well-devised plan for his life, trading it in for a different life, one that would be marked by hardship and difficulty and suffering. And then some people would ask him, why would anyone do such a thing? What would drive someone to make such a life-altering decision? Didn't he realize what he would be giving up? What this would be costing him? He did. And he still thought it was worth it. This young man's name was Paul, and it was an encounter with Jesus that had him making these life-altering decisions. You see, Paul came to know Jesus, and he discovered that Jesus is worth trading it all in for. Paul wrote a letter to a church in Philippi, and this is what he wrote. I once thought all these things were valuable, but now I consider them worthless because what Christ has done. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it as garbage, so that I could gain Christ and become one with him. I no longer count on my own righteousness through obeying the law. Rather, I become righteous through faith in Christ. For God's way of making us right with himself depends on faith. I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death, so that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. And I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things or that I've already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I've not achieved it. But I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Paul, in these words here, he says at the beginning of this passage that he doesn't mind giving up all that he has. In fact, he says he's happy to do so. Because all these things that he once thought were so precious, all these things that were once so important to him, he now realizes these are worthless. They are insignificant because of what Christ has done. Some people might be asking, well, what is it that Christ has done? In a nutshell, Jesus made it possible for people like you and like me to be in a right relationship with God, the one who created the heavens and the earth. Paul writes in verse 9 of this passage, he says, I become righteous through faith in Christ, for God's way of making us right with himself depends on faith. By saying this, Paul's indicating that without faith in Jesus, we are not in a right relationship with God, that we're separated from him, that our relationship with God has been broken. And this is a problem. This is a problem because God is the creator and sustainer of life, and he's the giver of all good things. Now, the Bible goes on to tell us that it is our sin. So the wrong things that each one of us does and our rebellion against God that has caused this broken relationship with him, and that we are in desperate need of his forgiveness and restoration. But the other thing the Bible tells us is that God doesn't just leave us in this state of brokenness. In fact, God loves us, and he initiated the reconciliation process with us by sending his son Jesus to die on the cross, to show us and teach us how to live. You see, on the cross, Jesus took the consequences, the punishment for our wrongdoing on himself so that we could receive forgiveness. But it doesn't stop there. In fact, Paul goes on to say, he says, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. We sang about that earlier. You see, Jesus didn't just die for our sins. He absolutely conquered sin and death. And then he rose again. And through his coming back to life, we also can have this hope of eternal life. Those who put their faith in Jesus can also have the hope of forgiveness and eternal life. And that is what Paul says. That is worth trading it all in for. Whatever success, all the privileges that this world may promise us, these are worthless. In fact, he says they are garbage compared to what Christ has to offer us. A right relationship with God. Hope not only for today, but for the future and eternity. You see, you cannot compare these two things, Paul says. Jesus is worth trading it all in for. And it's not like this doesn't cost Paul anything either. I mentioned before that he gave up a promising career, even the support of his community. Paul knows to follow Jesus, like Jesus, he is going to have to suffer. Jesus said, if anybody wants to be my disciple, you must deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. And you see, Paul believed losing his life for Christ was worth it. In verse 10, he said, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. He says, I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death, so that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. Whew, those are some powerful words. He says, I want to suffer with Christ. Why? Because for Paul, he knows that Jesus is worth trading it all in for. Health, happiness, whatever. Jesus is worth trading it all in for. And that's just what four of our friends today are declaring to. You see, they have placed their faith and their hope in Jesus. And as we're going to hear from them in a little bit, they have each encountered Jesus in profound ways. They have trusted him to be faithful, and they have found that Jesus has come through for them. They know that they're going to have to sacrifice, and probably they will have to suffer for following him, for putting their allegiance in Jesus. And some people might ask them, why would you do such a thing? Do you realize what it may cost you? But just like Paul, these four friends of mine have come to know Jesus and to the conclusion that Jesus is worth trading it all in for. By being baptized today, they are following in the very footsteps of Christ. He himself was baptized, and then he gave instructions that whoever would follow him, that they should be baptized too. Baptism that we're going to undergo in just a little bit, it's not a symbol of anything that we've accomplished on our own. It is a sign of what Jesus has done for us. And so as they get baptized, it symbolizes the death to the old way of life as we go under the water. And when we come out of the water, it symbolizes our resurrection to new life following Christ as we come out, and the hope of eternal life that begins now. And this is why we who follow Jesus, we can boldly proclaim with Paul that we can forget the past. We can forget the past and all the wrongdoing that we've done. And we can look forward to what lies ahead. Salvation. Being with God our Creator. a heavenly prize to which God is calling us to. See, Jesus, he once put it like this. He said, one time a man was walking along and he was in a field, and as he was in that field, he stumbled upon a treasure, a priceless treasure that was hidden. So he quickly hid it again, and he went home and he sold everything that he had, but he was happy to do so. And he gave the whole lot over to buy that field with the priceless treasure within it. And it brought him great joy. That man was willing to trade it all in for that treasure. And you know what? I'm so glad today that these four students are like that man. They're willing to give it all up with great joy because they have decided that the treasure they are getting in return is worth it. If you believe in Jesus this morning, but maybe you're still here and you're sitting on the fence. Maybe you haven't fully committed your life to him. Maybe you're holding out for some reason. Maybe you haven't been baptized. I would encourage you to evaluate all that you have and compare it to what Christ offers. And I am sure that you will come to the same conclusion that Jesus is worth trading it all in for. And then you can come and talk to us, and we can celebrate your baptism with you too. Maybe you're here this morning and you don't follow Jesus. Maybe this is the first you've ever heard of these kind of things. I just want to say, you are so welcome here. We are so glad that you came. Maybe the reason you're here is because you're friends with one of the students who's being baptized. I would hope that as you listen to them tell their stories, and maybe you get the chance to speak with them further today or at school, that you can ask them more about this, and maybe you too will come to the conclusion that Jesus is worth it all. He welcomes anyone and everyone. There's nothing that you need to do in order to come to him. There is nothing that you've done that can keep you away from Jesus. He loves and accepts everyone. And in return, he gives you hope and forgiveness and peace with God and eternal life.